Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
This ain't no nipple bleeder right here, baby.
This
is right
now. Now they're putting band-aids on your nipples.
To be fair, though, it is a red T-shirt. We should point out.
Well, I wasn't worried about the blood on the T-shirt.
I'm just saying, if they did bleed, how would we know?
Well, you'd feel it.
Well, I'm just saying, like, you can't see it.
Well, I wasn't worried about nobody else seeing it. I was worried about me feeling it. Hell, it's painful.
They feel good. The shirt feel good.
I don't know how we got here.
You brought up nipples, man.
But I'm going to tell you.
Did he not?
I mean, bloody nipples is never a good thing. I don't care how you paint it. Whether you see it or not, it is not good. Man, woman, it don't. What color your shirt is, don't matter. It's a bad thing. Come hang out with us up in Kingwood, BB's Tex Orleans. We got these gift cards. We got a free oil change. We got Texans tickets, courtesy of them Houston area Ford dealers. And we got these T-shirts, chicken wings, cold beer, and football. They don't need but one more thing to make that a perfect five right there, baby.
Hey, how about it?
Look out now. $1 wings, boneless or bone-in. And all my teachers out there, nobody's come in and said they're a teacher. We got $1, and I'm sorry, not $1, we got free. I thought $1 was too little. We got free apps for teachers from 3 to 6 p.m. today. So you got 2 more hours to come on through and hang out with us and get that free app and, of course, get you some of these good drinks and good company. All right, there's been a lot of good that we saw with the Texans the last 2 weeks, and boy, did we need it. Boy, did we need it. It was a rough start,
yep.
And there was a lot of good. And now there's been a bye week, and I'm sure that we probably forgot about how good it really was, other than scoring some points, 70-10.
Mm-hmm.
Outscored our opponent 70-10. Got a shutout there along the way. And did some really, really good things. I think that we found an identity on offense.
Yeah.
I hope and I think that we kind of shored up that run defense that struggled a little bit against Tampa Bay in that loss.
Yeah.
And so, you know, big picture, there's a lot of things that you can just look at and check the box score and say, hey, this was better. But I want to dig a little bit deeper here and remind folks what we saw, particularly on the offensive side of the football. Look, I think D'Amico Ryans got that interior defensive line figured out and figured out how to stop the run. The rest is history. We got a championship caliber defense. I don't have a lot to be concerned about or remind folks about. I mean, that's just what we've got. That's real. I think it's going to last throughout the season, barring a bunch of crazy injuries, which we've seen with Baltimore.
Yeah.
Barring anything crazy like that, this defense is going to be the real deal. Offensively, though, there was a lot of good that we had not, most importantly, we had not seen it before, right? Let's talk about the run game to start with. These three things happened, B. Scott, in the run game that we just flat hadn't seen before, all right? And I mentioned it multiple times. The offensive line, they changed something about their double teams.
Okay.
I do know what it is, but I don't know what spurred it. I don't know if they changed the technique. I don't know if a D'Amico Ryans walked over there and said, hey, man, I don't know what y'all are doing worrying about the linebackers, but y'all need to get movement on these down these defensive tackles. I don't know what spurred it.
Is something more than just communication?
Absolutely.
Is something more than just, hey, man, 100%. Get that guy, I'm going to get that guy.
It's me and you right here saying we're going to block that Coors Light sitting on that table and we ain't going to worry about nothing else. We're going to move that thing out to the parking lot before we worry about a linebacker or safety or anything like that. And we're moving mass is what we call it. Like that is – There is no doubt about it. And by the way, Titus Howard was on a little earlier. If you've got the Odyssey app, which I encourage everybody to do that, the AUDACY, get the Odyssey app. There's a rewind feature. Titus Howard, the right tackle for the Texans, was on with us at 2:20, and he confirmed what I've seen on tape, is that clearly they've been emphasizing double team, stay on the D-tackle, don't worry about getting to the second level and blocking the linebacker. Get movement on that big joker right there in the A-gap. We had not seen that previously. Yep. That whether it was a struggle or they weren't coaching it, we had not seen that. All right, staying with the run game. I was difficult. I was rough on this old boy, and I think rightfully so. But I've got to tip my cap to him now. I got to make sure I got to tip my cap right now. Dalton Schultz and the physicality in the run game, willing to block and be physical in the run game, is we can't deny it. Right, the last 2 weeks have been really, really good for Dalton Schultz. All right, third in the run game, we've seen Woody Marks emerge. We thought he was good. We know they got aggressive in the draft and went up and got him, and that's all great. But he has emerged in the run game and the pass game in a big way against Tennessee Titans. Not such a big presence against the Baltimore Ravens, but we know what we've got in Woody Marks now in terms of an offensive weapon. So I think those three things right there, B. Scott, in the run game, We've seen over the last 2 weeks change, not improve. These things changed, right? These things all of a sudden became a reality for the Texans. It wasn't like they were trying to do it before and just weren't very good at it. No, this was a change in plan, a change in approach, and they got it done in a big way. Now, can they take it on the road to Seattle versus a better defensive line and show some similar successes? And if they do, we got something.
It's all good points, man. The one that crossed over, I wrote a couple of down just as I knew that you were going to do this. And the one crossover that we got is the Dalton Schultz thing, man. Like, that's the thing that stands out the most. And a lot of it I do think has to do with the fact that you've been one of the ones that's been one of the most vocal critics of Dalton Schultz and the lack of physicality that we've seen in the past. But that's the past now. Like, we've seen that he is capable, that he is willing. And I would extend this point. I know we're singling out Dalton Schultz here, but I would extend this point beyond him and say the skill position players, like overall, the wide receivers, the tight ends, everybody seems to be involved, engaged in the run game. I'm looking at guys like Xavier Hutchinson. Of course, Nico Collins is a big body guy. I would point out Jaden Higgins is another guy that really gets involved in the run game, especially for a rookie. Love to see how enthused he is to get involved. Dalton Schultz, chief among them, but all of the guys that are not offensive linemen have been much more physical in the run game. It stands out when you watch them.
I think it's very fair. Xavier Hutchinson is the one to me that he looks like he enjoys it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's not just getting in there and doing a good job. It's like you got to be wired different to enjoy that crap. I'm not wired in a way to enjoy it. Like it looks like most receivers aren't. It looks like he is.
Just to that point, all of the Iowa State guys seem to be like that. I think Hutch stands out the most out of all of them. But even the rookies, like people forget Jalen Noel because he's kind of a smaller guy. I mean, this guy lifts like a linebacker. The same thing with Jaden Higgins, obviously being a bigger body guy. All of those Iowa State guys, and I will put Xavier Hutchinson at the top, all of them seem to want to get involved.
All right, that's the run game right there. We saw the O-line double teams at a whole different level. We saw Dalton Schultz get more physical, or let's say get physical in a big way.
Yeah.
And we saw Woody Marks emerge, and as you mentioned, some of those other receivers emerge in the run blocking as well. Let's move over to the pass game. And here's what – look, I think some of this thing is obvious. We've been talking about this for years, some of us. C.J. Stroud working low to high. C.J. Stroud is clearly committed working low to high. We saw Dalton Schultz get involved in the first half in a big way. We saw Woody Marks get involved in a big way. We saw a lot of the underneath, get through progressions and get the ball out, protect your offensive line, protect yourself. C.J. Stroud is working low to high. He's done that the last two.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
2 weeks, can he carry it? Can he take it on the road and do it again and not make it bigger than it is? Not let 2 weeks get to you thinking about how explosive you could be or what you could may or may not be able to do against Seattle. Just stay the course, man. Number two, Nico used it all levels. We saw Nico in a speed sweep. We've seen him in a screen game. We've seen him in a mid-range game. We've seen him take shots down the field in big plays. Now, they hadn't hit any of them. I guess they double-moved earlier in the season against Jacksonville, I think it was. I'm talking about the last 2 weeks. They started out, I believe, the Titans game to throw a go route down the sideline. So Nico Collins is getting moved around both formationally as well as trying to attack all levels of the field, and they're handing the football to him as well. We saw last week 8 different dudes caught passes against the Baltimore Ravens. Yep. Now, I don't think that's real. I don't think that's going to happen. But to know that that we have the ability to spread it around like that if and when the opportunity presents itself is big. And then, as I mentioned a little earlier, in the pass game with Dalton Schultz, I think it's critical. I said this 2 or 3 weeks ago, and it's proven out to bear fruit. If Dalton Schultz has got 4 or 5 targets in the first half, he's got 2 or 3 catches, 4 or 5 targets in the first half, then you know this offense is clicking. This offense is at least, well, whether they're clicking or not, whether they're scoring points or not, is irrelevant. But you know the approach is at least the low to high, get the ball out, protect myself, protect the offensive line. And to me, that's the tell-all sign right there, is if they are targeting Dalton Schultz in the first half of a football game, we know we're at least – you know, chipping away at this thing.
So we got another crossover note, and I just love how you used it in football, or I would say in quarterback terms, and I used it in layman terms, regular guy terms. You talk about C.J. Stroud seeing it from low to high. I just wrote C.J. Stroud seeing the field better. Seeing the field better than it looked like he was in those first few games. He is absolutely seeing the field better, and you specify from low to high. I think the play that you've seen from C.J. Stroud as of late is absolutely one of those things that is sustainable going forward.
All right, those are the things right there that in the run game and the pass game offensively that we've seen the past 2 weeks. Can it carry over to Monday night, late Monday night, 9 p.m. kick here in Houston? Can it carry over against the Seattle Seahawks? I think if it does, the Texans are going to be a tough team to beat. If it doesn't, look out, because Seattle's a hell of a squad. So we will see how much of that carries over into the next game. All right, Thursday night football, y'all. Thursday night football was a hell of a football game, no doubt about it. It was entertaining for any football mind out there, right? Anybody that loves good quarterback play, you watch a couple of old heads go out there and defy Father Time.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.